来。
I'm not crying. Okay. All right. Here
guys,
we go.
Guys, Yusung is crying. Hi, welcome to Worst Case Scenario. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Yusung.
Yusung's crying.
I'm not crying.
But he will be by the end of this. If I have my way.
Right. Okay, this is a podcast about anxiety. each week, Rebecca and I will each bring in our own topics of what we're anxious about, and then afterwards we'll read a scene that we've written that's the worst case scenario for that anxiety. Yeah. So we recorded the first two episodes, and then we took a break for a while.
For like a week and a half.
Yeah. In that time, I think we've learned that, one, this podcast definitely is not helpful. Like,
no, it's bad for
me. I was like really gung ho about doing this, and now I'm just like, this is this might not be that helpful. Not only that, we've learned that when we're anxious, not doing the podcast, just in real life, we just make things worse for each other. That's safe to say, right? Like,
a little bit.
As if to say, like, if we had to choose someone to talk to our anxieties with, it should not be.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be this.
But, I mean, it could be worse.
It could be worse. Yeah, let's see how it goes.
How are you doing this week?
I'm struggling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why? What's going on?
I don't know. It's just been really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents are in town.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's okay. I had the thought the other day, like, I hope you identify flaws in me because then they'll be reflective of the flaws that you have. So, a little...
So you could scream in the middle of the street, I learned it from you! I learned it by watching you!
Yeah, I never got to live out one of those fantasies. Did you ever say to your parents, like, in earnest, like, I wish I were dead or I wish I wasn't born?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm so
many
jealous
times.
Of you. I've wanted to do
as
that
a very
so many
angsty,
times.
Have we talked about this? I was a very angsty teenager. I was a, you know, quintessential emo teen.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Look, I listened to Jack's Mannequin too, but like
I didn't listen to that. I listened to a little bit more intense.
What would you listen to as a teen?
I don't want to talk about it. It's really embarrassing.
Radiohead.
Radiohead's not embarrassing.
Okay,
I still listen to Radiohead.
Right. No, me too. I'm cool. Chemical Romance.
I did love My Chemical Romance.
The Black Parade.
As a 12 and 13 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was super into it. No, I wasn't into The Black Parade. I was into Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
Wow.
Because I'm older than you, as we've established.
Oh my god, you're barely older than me. How has your week been?
It's been good. It's been super busy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel really productive this week. But there's always that lingering feeling.
Depression.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, that's what I meant. I was trying to be coy.
No. Work on my humor. Okay, all right.
What have you been doing with your parents?
We've just been going to Tender Greens a lot. And and just like, because I'm still working.
Yeah.
And so we don't really have any time to hang out besides meals.
Yeah.
They bought me pants, which is really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That's pretty much it, though. We haven't, like, done anything.
Yeah.
We haven't gone to a water park or anything.
Oh, no? Is that like a... Is it like a typical activity you guys do together? Is that
that was just literally the first activity I could think of.
The idea of going to a water park makes me want to die.
I used to love them a lot, but then I learned about germs.
Brain eating amoeba.
What?
That's all I'm gonna say about that.
All right, now that we've got you hooked, listeners, do you want to talk about what you're anxious about?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I hate bugs. I want to. There is a difference between a phobia and an anxiety, but
right.
Something that you're phobic of can breed anxiety for
right.
sure. And breed is a good word for.
Oh wow.
Just,
I just no one's listening, but
no.
If this is somehow your first episode, our anxieties.
I hate bugs.
Our anxieties have. I think we've covered the whole spectrum of like.
Yeah.
Not knowing how you feel about a romantic other, and
yeah.
bugs.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show.
I really hate bugs.
When did this first...
my whole life, since really? I was a child. Yeah. So I grew up in New York, and in New York City, there's this bug that doesn't exist outside of New York, as far as I know, called the New York City water bug, which is sort of like, imagine like a cockroach on steroids that is like extremely beefy and long, and like, it's so fucking disgusting. And it isn't really about whether or not your place is clean. It like is just something that like in the basement of your building or whatever, like it's just part of the fabric of the beautiful city that is New York.
Right.
And in the humid months, they would come up from beneath you and devours.
Like,
I mean, they would mostly would come from the bathroom, or they would just like, you'd be wandering about your day, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the living room, there's like this creature that it's just disgusting. So that always scared me. And there was one time I was sitting at the like our sort of dining area table, and I was sitting on one chair, and my dad was sitting in another.
Oh my God.
And all of a sudden I looked over, and there was a bug on my fucking shoulder, and I shrieked.
Was there an angel on your other shoulder?
And the devil was on my other shoulder. Yeah. So I, that's my best friend. So I flicked the, I like freaked out and I flailed.
Yeah.
And the bug went flying and landed on its back, and I thought it went flying into the kitchen. And I was like, what the fuck? And then we were like, had to find it to kill it. But then I turned around, and all of a sudden it was on my dad's head. I don't know how that happened.
Oh my God.
That's the most horrifying. Like, there was never
a
situation as bad as that. Because of like physical contact, but like bugs. Anyway, so they would just be like, you know, I could just, so I have a sort of a sixth sense about when there's a bug in the room, in any room that I'm in, like any kind of bug.
Yeah.
Like I just know, like,
humble brag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah, basically I'm an X-Men.
Yeah.
There's a so when we moved to LA, like the first I wanna say like 3 or 2.5 years ago, we had like a little problem in the kitchen of just like cockroaches, and we're not dirty people. Like, we would clean up after, sometimes we would leave plates for like, you know, an extra day, more than that. But yeah, in general, like, we weren't like leaving food out. It wasn't like we were cleaning up after ourselves. There was no reason for this to happen. And we were like buying traps and all this stuff, and like, something wasn't right, and we figured out that it was something to do with our neighbors, because like our kitchen borders their kitchen, and they're sometimes they would use our disposal, and like their fucking garbage would come up in our sink. It would smell like a sewer, and it would make me like want to vomit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I called the exterminator, like they did a treatment, and so like I didn't see bugs for like in the apartment at all for like more than a year. And then so anytime I would see one, my instant thought is, if there's one, there's 1,000.
Oh my God.
And it would like haunt me. And the other day, and we haven't had an issue, but like the other day or like last week, I walked in and like there was one in the kitchen, like on the floor, and I killed it. And we have traps and stuff, like it, you know, I killed it. And then there was one in the bathroom, and I killed that one. And then a couple days ago, I opened up, I was going to empty the dishwasher, and there was one. And these are small, these are like, small bugs. There was one. And so I did like a deep clean of the kitchen. I like was like a maniac. I was cleaning everything. And I haven't seen one since. But if I see one again, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Right.
But yeah, in my mind, it's like, if I see one, they're fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just, I hate it so much.
Last summer I was in LA, I like truly, I think I got like an acquaintance of mine was like, hey, do you want to live with me? And I was like, sure, this will be easy. So we're only here for a summer. And then I think we got like scammed into, I know it's really embarrassing, but like basically we were living in a studio apartment in like a complex, and there were 4 people in the bedroom and 1 person in the living room.
So it was a 1 bedroom, not a studio.
One bedroom, sorry.
With 4 people?
Yeah, 5 people if you count the 1 person in the living room.
Oh my God.
There were also cockroaches.
No!
Yeah, so like not a lot of them, but enough that, I mean, I learned this about myself. If any listener thinks that I was cool before this, get ready. Like, having to kill a cockroach is so upsetting.
It's so upsetting. It makes me cry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't sleep until I know it's dead.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sleep.
Same.
Thinking about it keeps me up at night.
It's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up because ultimately I understand other bugs besides cockroaches and like little water bugs, like there's a place in the food chain for in the ecosystem for every creature pretty much, right? But there is no place.
Thank you for bringing a chart that
Sorry, as you can see, it's color coded for your convenience, but I mean, there is no purpose on this fucking earth for those bugs because they don't provide anything. They just exist to torment. They are the oldest creature on the planet. And I'm sorry, I hate them so much.
No, oh my God.
It's so bad. I understand.
Oh my God.
Like, there's an indoor standard of living and there's an outdoor standard of living. Certain things belong outside and certain things belong inside. And as a human, I understand that if I am in the woods, I have little control over what creatures are around me.
Mm-hmm.
I accept it. I don't have to be happy about it, but I accept it.
Right.
There is no place in this world for a cockroach. They do not belong. They belong neither outside nor inside.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, they belong nowhere. So much.
Let's read your scene.
Okay.
All right. So you read the stage directions and
you're
a character.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Interior kitchen night. The lights are off in the kitchen, but some light from the foyer illuminates parts of the floor. Rebecca enters the kitchen and stops dead in her tracks as she spots a cockroach less than 1 inch in length in the center of the floor. It is alive. Shit. Rebecca's body is frozen, but her eyes frantically search around for the nearest object to kill the offending creature. She quickly grabs a flip-flop and smashes the bug to death. Interior bathroom continuous. Rebecca flicks on the light and heads to the sink to brush her teeth. She glances to the left and spots cockroach number two, slightly bigger than the first, on the wall. In one fluid motion, she grabs a bleach-filled cleaning spray and sprays the fuck out of the bug. It falls to the floor and she keeps spraying its writhing body. A high-pitched shriek echoes in the room. Cockroach number two.
Ah, no, stop.
Shut up, shut up, shut up! As it's paralyzed with chemicals, Rebecca slams the butt of the spray bottle into the bug, killing it. She cleans up the mess, dry heaving. A voice from off-screen, high-pitched, creaky, and inexplicably British.
Silly. Oh, God.
You don't have to do it.
All right, cool. Silly human.
Rebecca spins around to see cockroach number three, another one-incher, perched on the edge of the bathtub.
You can smash us and spray us with bleach. You can lay your funny little traps and have men come put poison gel in the corners of your kitchen.
Oh my God, I've gone completely insane. Why couldn't I just die first?
Silence, human.
Ah! The bug rises up on its hind legs.
You may go 2 years without spying a single one of us. You may keep every surface clean and pristine, but we will always return. We were here long before you, and we will be here long after you cease to exist.
Tears of fear stream down Rebecca's face. She holds down the vomit rising in the back of her throat.
Oh my God, this next line. We are in the pipes and in the walls. We see you when you're sleeping. We know when you're awake. Santa Claus is real, and he's comprised of 2 million of us. Wait, that's so funny. There is nothing you can do.
Slam! The bleach bottle comes down on the bug, but when Rebecca lifts it up, there's nothing there. Cockroach number three scuttles away up into the tub's faucet.
Until we meet again, human.
Rebecca falls to her knees and wails. No! Okay, that's the end. Admittedly, a silly one.
No. I thought the Santa Claus was so funny. Wow, that was like a horror film.
Yeah.
That was holy shit.
I hate bugs, guys. I hate them.
Oh my God. The idea, because like if you, I will agree with you. If you see one cockroach, there's definitely more. And
right
now I'm praying because like there hasn't been a serious.
Yeah.
I haven't had a serious problem in a while.
Yeah.
In college, there were these. I lived in like a really old dorm 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and there were these beetles that I would wake up to, and they'd be inside, like they'd somehow get in. And
inside your bed?
No. Just
oh
like
my God.
Like inside the room,
okay.
Like usually on the window.
Uh-huh.
But they were like big beetles, and then I'd have to just like start my days off killing a beetle.
Oh my God.
And like I would just be in my like PJs or something, and I like sometimes I'd yell. It would just be like me one-on-one with a bug.
Oh, I always scream.
Yeah,
I scream every time I scare people who are in within earshot.
Yeah. Oh my God,
what kind of beetle?
I honestly don't
some
know.
Beetles are kind of cool looking, but
what?
No, it's I don't like a lot of types of bugs, but really, my issue is mostly with cockroaches. Oh, and also silverfish and millipedes. Ugh. Disgusting.
Can I okay, I want to say something because it seems like you would like bugs based on your Instagram, which I've said is scary. Okay. It is scary.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know.
Just my general.
Yeah.
That's, you're really pigeonholing me.
Okay. Can I submit for evidence the fact that you want to bring a portrait of a skeleton to hang in the office?
It's not a portrait. It's a tapestry. It's a whimsical tapestry with three celebrating skeletons. I don't have any problem with human bones.
Oh,
I have problems
with
cockroaches. I do not like bugs. I don't like spiders either. Mm. I understand why they need to exist, but listen, I like certain spooky things. I'll admit, I dabble in spooky, but I do not dabble in bug.
That'd be really funny.
I have a line. There's a line. That is my line.
Just like a person at confession. Just like, listen, I dabble in some spooky things. I think that's really funny. Holy shit. Okay, well, we'll be right back with my anxiety. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Worst Case Scenario. Thank you for listening. Okay.
Are you crying yet?
No. My anxiety this week is me being unable to sustain any friendships.
Oh my god.
Okay. So we're friends.
Mm-hmm. Although you did just start this whole episode by saying that it's bad to be friends with
me. No, it's not. That's not what I meant. I think it's bad that we amplify each other's anxieties.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's fair.
But I'm so cautious to say that because we very well could not be friends one day.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I think I'm going to cry.
No, I've lost a lot of friendships.
Oh, me too. Like, yeah.
Something like small will come up, mm-hmm. and then suddenly it'll trigger like I hate using this expression, but
that's
like falling out.
Really? Oh, yeah. My friendships just end because I'm bad at keeping, I would be friends with people who are similarly bad at keeping in touch.
Right.
So you have fights with people.
I haven't had like a lot of fights, but it's also an issue where I was for a really long time, I would just be friends with anyone who wanted to be friends.
Right. So this is kind of tying back into episode one, I think, when you were talking about how you don't even know what your real opinions of things are. You just agree with people, which definitely made me feel really paranoid that.
Oh, God.
Like every conversation we've had, like when you've agreed with me on something, like I don't even know who I'm talking to right now.
Okay.
It's
also
scary.
Ties into episode two where we realize I don't know how to say my own name.
That's a dark. Of all the things that have been said, that's the darkest thing.
Right. Right. Now I'm at a position where I've learned what I like and don't like in friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes am I allowed to say this?
Well, okay. Dislikes. Optimism.
Yes.
Like
unfounded optimism. Like relentless, undeserved.
Yeah.
Just
totally. Yeah.
Poisonous optimism.
Yeah. Jesus, you really got it.
Pathological optimism.
It's so fucked up because
it's so fate.
Oh my god, just can't you feel the tragedy in the air? like all the time. down to earth and just be sad like the rest of us. I need a therapist so fucking badly.
Yeah.
have you
started looking?
I have not started looking. Okay. Yeah. But so now I'm like, okay, well, I don't necessarily want to be friends with you.
Anyone who understands what happiness means.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Fuck.
But it's also like, okay, this is the real anxiety. It's like something to do with friendship and something to do with the fact that I'm really bad at conflict. Like really, really bad. So
your friendships that end, is it mostly because you have offended someone or you got your feelings hurt and you just don't know how to.
I think it's a little of both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really inconsistent. Like another thing is like I've had this happen like so many times that.
Wow. So the problem is you.
Yeah. You know how some people like can say like, this person is my best friend.
Oh yeah, that's
that scares the shit out of me.
A lot of people don't have a best friend.
Right.
That's fine.
Because like for a really long time, I don't think I had one.
Yeah.
Like even when I was younger, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and it's like gotten to the point where. I think like college was a good time to make friends, and mm-hmm. now that that's over, I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck! Like, I really should have worked on my interpersonal skills. Like, I really should have, you know, made the effort to communicate versus wishing ill of other people.
But you also moved here, and you don't know that many people here,
right?
So you're still, you kind of are starting fresh.
Yeah. If anyone wants to friend me, on Facebook, I hate optimism, so.
No giggling.
Yeah, no giggling. Only sadness. yeah, I don't know. Do you wanna read the scene?
Oh yeah, I'd love
okay.
to.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I feel
here
really
we go.
Optimistic about it.
All right. Interior cafe day. You sung 30s, and I wrote 30s because
what?
Like.
What?
I was like,
oh, it's a future.
Yeah, it's a future, and for me, like looking back at it, I kind of regret it because I was like. There's no way people over 30 can make friends. Like, this is it. This is like, okay. Anyway, you sung 30s, enters with his only remaining friend during lunchtime. Friend.
How are you?
Good. Hey, did you ever get a chance to read that script I wrote?
Oh, I haven't yet. Do you want to order?
You sung remain silent.
You okay?
It's fine. We should order.
I'm starving. I can't wait to get a salad.
You didn't read it?
No, I was really busy with work this past week.
But, you said you would.
What?
You said you would read it.
I never Friend. Said that. I just said I would love to read it, which is still true.
I guess I just got excited to hear what you had to say.
I'm sorry. I guess I should have told you. Are you okay?
Yes. Your son can't help but give a glare.
You don't seem okay.
Throws his or her arms up.
What do you want me to do? Read it now?
Sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yusung pulls out the script out of his bag because he pathetically always has one on him. Cut to, Yusung and his friend are sitting at a table. His friend is reading the script.
I feel weird with you looking at me.
Sorry, I won't look at you. Yusung looks out the window. A few seconds later, he looks back at his friend, Beat. His friend makes an expression. Oh, what's up?
Nothing.
Please tell me what you're thinking.
It's just, I don't really understand. Your protagonist is playing badminton with a talking lion?
Yeah, it's a buildings Roman.
I guess I just don't get it.
Oh, B. You don't have to read the rest of it.
What?
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait, so you wanted me to read it more than anything, but now that I don't like it, you're done? You just want me to tell you how much I loved it?
You know, we don't have to be having lunch right now.
You're right. Jesus Christ, you're horrible.
The friend leaves. After a moment, Yusung leaves too. Exterior sidewalk. It's now raining. Yusung is upset. He reaches for his phone to text someone, but realizes the only person he could text is the friend who was just with him. A stranger bumps into him and hands him a note. It reads, "You deserve this." End scene.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Cause like, can I ask a dangerous question that you definitely don't have to respond to?
Yeah.
Cause like, I think I'm like a, do you think I'm like a, okay, I'm not going to phrase it
Wait,
as a question.
Wait, please ask. Please ask.
Do you think I'm a needy person? All right.
I mean, if you ask that question.
I know. All right. Yeah, that's a fucked up thing. Because, like, I think being friends with me is so difficult. Like,
it's not difficult.
Oh, that's the nicest thing.
But I also, we haven't known each other very long.
Right. it could very well get more difficult.
Yeah. I could see how it could get more difficult.
Oh, my God.
Are you crying yet?
All right. Rebecca.
You love it.
Okay, this is fucked up. Because for anyone, yeah, I texted Rebecca the other day because she was bullying me, and I was like, "Can you?" I think I texted you.
No, hold on. I'm gonna. I need it to be accurate. You know, I love accuracy.
Yeah.
I just got this text. I wish I didn't find you bullying me to be one of the funniest things.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Like, I don't think us talking to each other is helpful because, like. Rebecca will just gaslight me in plain daylight, and then I'll think it's really funny.
It is funny.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it if it wasn't funny. It's funny for me.
Oh my god.
I do it for me.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But that's the thing. I'm like worried about being needy. I'm worried about like asking favors. I'm worried about like conflict because like communicating is hard and other adult things.
Do you want to get more specific about any of the falling outs you've had or no? You don't have to.
No, I just think that it's like, I also don't know how to forgive people.
Oh yeah. Very early on, like when, I don't know, I feel like we'd only known each other like a couple weeks.
Wait.
We'd only known each other a couple weeks and you turned to me just totally no context. You just turned and you just said, how do you forgive people? And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I did do this within like a week of like working together.
Yeah.
I literally Googled like how to forgive someone.
Oh yeah. And that's when the WikiHow thing came into play.
And then we started getting distracted because we were looking how funny the WikiHow pictures are.
They're so good.
I
really do want to make a picture book. I just want to write captions for WikiHow.
That would be incredible.
Copyright now. If anyone does that, I'm going to come and get you.
She's really mean.
I have a very spooky Instagram, but I don't like bugs.
Right.
Scared yet?
That's her whole personality. It's a real pigeonholing. But like, have you ever, like, I was just going to ask you, have you ever forgiven someone? But like, have you ever had like a difficult argument with a friend? Like, how do you get past that?
You just got to talk about it. You just talk about it. You take some time and cool off, and then you got to just be like, this bothered me.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it? Yeah.
But what if, but then you run into the risk of like that friendship ending potentially.
Then you weren't supposed to keep being friends with that person.
Whoa.
I mean, if you can't talk about your issues, then, I mean, it doesn't really go any further than that, right?
Yeah. I think I've just been like a mirror for so long that I'll just, like, agree with people no matter what, that whenever, like...
You gotta stop doing that.
I know.
Yeah.
I ironically just agreed with you.
Me.
Yeah.
But I'm right, so...
Yeah.
I can't trust anything you say to me. I'm so paranoid now. Do you even like The Office?
the show The Office?
Yes.
I fucking... the only three things that I reference around you are The Office, The Social Network, and now Whiplash, which is
and Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, and Comedy Bang Bang.
And Whiplash.
But, like, I don't know. I think it's just such a risk, and, like... You know how as you get older, you're supposed to have experiences where you're like, oh, yeah, like, I love being alone. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've, like, semi-had those experiences.
Yeah.
It hasn't really sunk into where I'm like, fuck it, I could be alone if I wanted to be.
Like, forever? Or just in general?
Just in both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you do like being alone sometimes, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
In fact, I prefer it to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going out.
You're an only child, too, right?
Oh, yeah. This?
So, me too.
Why do you ask that?
Because somebody said to me, who was I talking to? Somebody said to me the other day, they were like, oh, did you have any siblings growing up? And I was like, no, thank God. And they laughed at me because they had a great relationship with their siblings.
Right.
Like, the idea of having a sibling was like, ugh.
In retrospect, would you think it would have been cool to have a sibling?
No.
Really?
Maybe the only type of sibling I would have been down to have is, like, an older brother.
Whoa, that's so specific. Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just get that feeling.
Okay, yeah.
That, like, that would have been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason that I would wanted to have a sibling in retrospect is to now, as an adult, commiserate about the weird shit that
your
parents did.
Exactly. And actually, this past year was the only time I've wished that I had a sibling because my parents split up last year and... Which is fine, but they hadn't been handling it very well, and it's a lot of work for me.
Yeah.
And I'm very selfish, and I don't want to give myself over to, you know, be in very involved. I don't want to have anything to do with it, but I was inevitably involved, and I was like, fuck, I really wish I had a sibling who, like, still lived on the East Coast that could just fucking deal with this so that I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
So it's just for selfish reasons I wanted
No, but I feel
a sibling.
Like that's
yeah.
always the benefit of. Yeah.
Yeah, but some people are like, didn't you get lonely? No. I entertained myself.
How would you entertain yourself? Because I got lonely.
Imaginary friends.
Okay, yeah. I went through that phase too, but like...
Yeah.
I don't
and
know. There's
reading.
Only...
I don't know. Just reading a lot. Can't do that with a sibling.
But like, okay,
can
do you think
I
being...
I guess
in...
you can. I don't like reading with other people.
Yeah. Do you think being a lonely child left that like unfillable black hole inside you of like loneliness?
No, I don't think it's from that. Mm-hmm. I think it's just from like understanding that the world is a lonely place and everyone is always ultimately alone. Right. Has nothing to do with having a sibling or not. If you could have eight siblings, you're still alone.
Jesus.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something. To work
did you
on.
Want one? Besides the parent thing, did you want?
Like
one
a,
ever a sibling?
No. I fucking love the attention.
Right?
I'm awful. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just I loved either the attention or being able to just be by myself.
Right. Yeah.
So just yeah.
Okay.
Oh boy.
We've had a lot of anxious talk, but now here's our segment: moderate case scenario for gradual self improvement. This is the segment where we talk about what we're going to do to make our lives better in the coming weeks. Our success rate for any of these short-term or long-term goals has yet to be determined, but it doesn't stop us from trying. Thank you for listening. Okay. Okay. Have you found a therapist yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Have you?
No, I haven't, which is like so fucked up.
Damn. But I had lunch with a friend recently, last week.
You know what? I'm going to say that a friend is different than a therapist.
You didn't let me finish. I had lunch with a friend recently who's been going to a therapist semi-regularly for the last 6 months or so.
Right.
And actually liked talking to her about it, and it made me feel like less wary of looking. So I really am going to start looking for one.
Me too.
Oh, I believe that.
But like, okay, here's the thing. I know how desperately I need one, and even so, it has not even crossed my mind that frequently this past week.
Yeah, this past week it hasn't for me either.
Yeah, which is like...
Other than the conversation with my friend. Besides that, I just... No, but I think if it hasn't crossed your mind that much this week, maybe you've had a good week.
Yeah, fuck, I don't know. It's okay.
You're
it's
still not ready
find a therapist.
To find one? Yeah. Do you want a female therapist or a male therapist?
Yeah. Okay, so things... did I reveal last time I had a dream where my therapist screwed me? Okay.
Yeah,
great.
You did. I think that was in episode one.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I also
and
had...
And that was a woman.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I've also had a conversation with that exact therapist. Like, she asked me one day, because I think we were talking about this, like, do you, like, need a female therapist?
Mm-hmm.
I was like... Well, it was like a very, okay, I'm about to say something very candidly, but in that situation, in that decorum context, it was okay. I was just like, yes, like, of course, because I think my, I think that, mom and dad don't
here's
listen
the thing.
To this.
Here's the thing, all sensitive boys like female therapists, that is just true.
You're really pigeonholing me right now.
It's just true.
Okay, but I'm special in the sense that... God.
Okay.
Okay, I think... Okay, well... Rebecca, just please let me have this.
Okay.
Okay, I think I'm special in the fact that...
Please let me have this. I think I'm special. That's the name of this episode.
In the sense that, like, I think I have, like, a fucked up, like, intertwining of love and, like... emotional care and attention that I cannot shake the two.
What do you mean you have a combination of them? You're lacking a combination of them?
No, as in, like, I always confuse those two ideas.
Oh,
like,
oh, got it.
You're paying attention to my emotional needs. Does that mean we're in love? Like,
oh, yeah. So you think you're... So that's why you had a dream that your therapist was spooning you.
Thank you.
Special. Yeah, it's special. I don't want to go there. I don't want to be mean, because that's really sad.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, mission still accomplished.
I mean, sad, like, depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, I forgot you're depressed.
No, it's fine. Yeah, so, like, I'm obviously...
So you do need a female therapist because you want to feel like they're in love with you?
No. I just, like... I don't know. Like, I think I can be more honest if I'm, like, not necessarily in love, but, like...
Are most of your friends women or men? Or boys or girls? Sorry, because you're really young.
I mean, the middle schoolers I hang out with? Pretty cool. Pretty cool. cut this out. No.
That'll be better.
No, most of my friends are female.
Yeah.
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 So... For our specific anxieties this week. Is there anything that... I don't know if you can, like... I don't know. Do, like, a fear factor thing about bugs?
No. Sorry. Okay. Nope. Hard pass. If I see another one, I'm just going to call the exterminator.
Right.
Because I'm doing everything I can. Everything's clean.
Yeah.
So if there's another one, that means there's an issue.
I don't know. It sounds like there might be some dishes in your sink.
No. It's empty. Everything's pristine. Spotless. Mm. And I can't usually say that, and I can today.
Right.
It is clean.
You're wearing a shirt that says everything is spotless.
Yes, everything is spotless. If I see another bug, I will call the exterminator. That's all I can do.
I was going to be, like, judgmental about that, but then I was like, fuck no, I hate dealing with bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's nothing I can do about my anxiety about it. I will never be at peace with those fucking creatures.
Right.
I will not rest until I know that there are none around me.
Rebecca, please sit back down.
Sorry to step off this milk crate.
No, I think that's the appropriate,
So I refuse to work on myself is what I'm trying to say. Someone else will solve my problems.
Right. Okay. For my anxiety, not being able to sustain friendships, I don't know. I think I just have to, like, work on my communication skills.
Mm-hmm. Are you still friends with people from...
Yeah.
Back home? Like, from... How far back? From, like, elementary school?
I'd say from high school, I have, like, one friend.
Mm-hmm. What about middle school? Nobody?
No.
And before that, nobody? I know, I'm trying to figure, because a lot of people are terrible at that time, so it's fine. I'm just trying to figure out, because different people, I know people that are still best friends with the person that they went to nursery school with, you know? Like,
that's crazy. Like, okay, wait.
I mean, I am still friends with somebody I knew when I was six. Like, we were in first grade together. We went to the same elementary school, middle school, and high school. Like, she's my childhood friend. Like, that's a forever friend. But I don't have a long list of people from... my single digits. Like, I'm not still friends with, like, close with anybody from before I was in double digits, except that person.
For situations like that, where you don't necessarily, like, where you don't choose your friends, you're like, mm-hmm. basically handed your friends by circumstance. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Because I felt like high school was a lot of that, and then I went to college, and I was like, oh, shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
Even so, I was still like, I'll be friends with
her. Well, I think about that a lot, but I think that's like when people are saying, like, the person that they're with, like, if we can move away from just platonic friendship, mm-hmm. like, people will describe someone as their soulmate, just like, you just happened to meet this person in high school or happened to meet this person in college because you were in a class together, or, like, you were just thrown together. But on one hand, it's like, oh, you just don't know because you just haven't met that many people. But on the other hand, like, being from a similar place, choosing to take a certain class, like, it is an indication of, like, a common interest. So it does make sense that you would be friends with people that are, like, you grew up in a certain area, and so people that also grew up there, you have a baseline thing in common, that isn't that crazy that you would be good friends with people that you were just shoved in a random situation with, right? Because you have common... circumstances. Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a gray area, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to make friends as an adult. Yeah, it's really hard. What am I gonna do? Do you just walk up to somebody and be like, "You want to be friends with me?"
Well, weird.
Gross. Although, I mean, if that works, then maybe that is the way.
Yeah. Okay. Find a therapist. Work on communication.
Find a friend. Find a therapist. Friend. Find a friend. Yeah. Find a therapist. Phone a friend.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Shout out to our sponsors. Prozac.
I've never taken an antidepressant, have you?
I've tried two and they both didn't. I think it's because I'm like really sensitive to like chemicals.
Mm-hmm. How do they make you feel?
So Lexapro made me feel like nothing, like it didn't do anything. It just made me really sleepy all the time.
Yeah.
And then Zoloft made me like feel like everything was awful.
Wow.
Like,
so it made you more depressed.
That sounds dramatic, but it was just like it was like, oh, everything's fine. And then one night I was like, whoa, I hate myself way more than I should.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, why do some antidepressants, the side effect is suicidal thoughts? Isn't that the opposite? I mean,
yeah, but the high is incredible.
But you're trying to take these things to stop having suicidal thoughts.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really fucked up. It's really fucked up. It's the worst possible side effect ever. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
It's been real.
I guess we'll see you next week.
Maybe we'll have therapists by then.
Oh, I don't want to get people's hopes up.
No one's listening. And if they are, they're hopeless anyway.
Oh my God. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Worst Case Scenario. Please rate and review us on iTunes and send us your anxieties on worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com. Also follow us on Instagram @worstcasescenariopod.
Yeah, you can see Rebecca and I's text messages to each other that are very aggressive. our music was done by the incredible No Talent. You can find him at @notalent____ on Twitter and notalentmusic.bandcamp.com. And our art was done by Haley Ruffner. You can find her at @artbyruffhouse. That's art by RUFFHOUSE on Instagram. See you next week.
Bye.